Hello, my name is Daiyu Nobori with University of Tsukuba, Japan. Today, we would like to talk with you about VPN Gate. This slide shows the introduction of VPN Gate. Censorship firewalls restrict internet access. For example, Great Firewall of China is a well-known government firewall. Using relay servers is a popular way to bypass government firewalls. Public relays help people behind firewalls to access to the free internet. For example, public VPN services, open proxies, and Tor nodes are public available. However, there is an existing problem of public relays. The problem is that the censorship authority can easily find public relays and block them soon. In this picture, he is a user in China. This is the Chinese Great Firewall. He cannot directly access to YouTube because the firewall blocks it. Then the user can somehow find the list of public VPN services and get an IP address and connect to a relay server, and he now can browse YouTube. However, the Great Firewall also can have the latest list of public VPN servers, and they can block it very easily. The problem is even if he uses another server, it still remains because the authority can also this server to be blocked. Achieving blocking resistance is very difficult, according to research. So our goal of VPN Gate is to make a public VPN system with strong blocking resistance against censorship firewalls. We have chosen the Great Firewall of China as the first primary target because Great Firewall is the most advanced large-scale firewall in the world. This slide shows the VPN Gate's approach. First, we organize thousands of volunteer relays in order to enforce authorities, block all IP addresses. This slide shows how we organize volunteers. We created the VPN Gate list server, which maintains the latest server list. The server list contains all IP addresses of running VPN Gate relay servers, hosted by thousands of volunteers. Each volunteer computer runs our written relay programs, and each program registers itself to the server list. Then the user can get the server list, choose one server, establish a VPN tunnel, and connect to the destination server. However, the problem is that the authority can also find the latest server list. The authority will block all IP addresses on the server list soon. This is a problem. So we need some kind of countermeasure to the authority's blocking. The second technique is innocent IP mixing. This enforces authorities to probe all IP addresses in advance to insert all IP addresses into the firewall. This shows the innocent IP mixing. We can, at any time, very easily mix an IP address, innocent IP address. Innocent IP means that not related IP address to VPN gate. For example, we can mix a DNS root server's IP address in the server list very easily. Then we put server list into the server list. The authority downloads the server list, automatically insert all server IP addresses into the Great Firewall. Then what's happened? Entire domestic impact. Any users from mainland will not be able to access this innocent IP mixing. Another good example of innocent IP addresses are Windows Update servers, iTunes Store servers, and Gmail Mail Exchange servers, vitally important servers. However, the authority has another countermeasure to our countermeasure. That is probing activities. The authority can send actual connection request packets to every candidate of IP addresses. Then after the response packet from actual running server will be received by the authority, then the authority will identify this server as a positive server. After the authority detects it as a positive server, the only that case, the authority can block this IP address very safely. In contrast, the authority will send a connection request to an innocent IP address. However, no response will be received by the authority. Then the authority will notice that this IP address is negative, and he will not block this IP address. That is a problem. So we need another countermeasure to their countermeasure. The third technique is collaborative spy detection technique, which this allows authorities to complete the probing task. This shows the collaborative spy detection mechanism. The authority sends VPN connection requests. This is a probing task. However, the authority must have an IP address or IP addresses blocks as a source IP address to perform probing tasks. So we can somehow exchange information of source IP addresses of authorities to block such a probe packet. After we succeed to block such packets, the authority cannot any longer distinguish which is positive servers, and authority must treat all servers as negative servers. That is our collaborative spy detection technique. Now we are going to talk about implementation. The problem is how to increase the number of VPN volunteer servers. Installation of the relay program must be easy because it allows casual users to become volunteers. The relay program must support running behind NATs. So we implemented this VPN get server program. This is a dialog box of activation. A user, casual user, can activate the relaying function of VPN get by just clicking this checkbox and this OK button. This VPN get server supports multiple VPN protocols, including L2TP, OpenVPN, Microsoft SSTP, and SSL VPN for users' convenience. And this multi-VPN protocol support is based on our another project, SoftEther VPN server, available on this website as an open source. VPN get server also supports NAT traversal function. We created the directory server, VPN get list server, on our facility. It contains the IP addresses of running VPN get servers, country, IP address, status uptime, bandwidth, list of supported VPN protocols, and a user can copy and paste this IP address into, for example, Windows, macOS, laptop, and smartphone, iPhone, Android VPN clients in order to connect to this server. However, that copy and paste is very troublesome, so we implemented another VPN get client specific for Windows. This allows users to click one click to connect to the VPN server. We published this background API, so any third parties can create VPN get clients for example, smartphones. They are already developed by third parties. The left is for iPhone, and the right is for Android. Everyone can develop such software. We launched VPN get on March 8, 2013 on this website. Now we are going to show the real response of Great Firewall Authority. After we started VPN gate, a few days they did nothing because these days are their holidays. However, they started blocking servers on our server list manually, copy and paste into the firewall. 2 days later, they started the amazing automated crawler tools. Surprisingly, very quick response. The authority's crawler tools behavior is to extract all IP addresses from our server list, insert them into the firewall automatically. This tool was written in Python. Why we did know Python? Because they forgot to hide user agent string when access to our servers. And precisely 5 minutes, every 5 minutes from a single IP address. And they have some IP addresses manipulating Amazon EC2 and Gorilla servers in United States. It implies that the Great Firewall sometimes used to foreign cloud services for probing. However, the interesting thing is that the Great Firewall Authority was trusting our server list at this time. It can be said that we can insert, for example, Google Public DNS Quad 8 IP address into the server list. Then the authority will insert all IP addresses automatically to the firewall. It caused from a Chinese computer to that IP address entire and unreachable problem. This means that Great Firewall was under our control. It means I can manipulate their block list from this laptop in my university. That was a very amazing moment in my life. However, please note this IP address, Google Public DNS, is not a real what we used. This is an example, and we did actually use another IP address for this experiment. However, they noticed innocent IP address mixing of us, and once canceled all blockings, next week they started improved version of Python crawler with probing function, very quickly response. This slide shows our countermeasure to probing, collaborative spy detection, which avoids probing. They are VPN gate relay servers running. An authority sends probing packets from IP addresses. We call these IP addresses as spy IP because they are spying our servers. Spy IP sends connect requests to a lot of servers in our server list. However, every server has a function to record and transfer its connection logs to the central log server of us. We are running an analyzing program on the central log server to find out abnormal connection requests from a single IP or a very continuously IP address blocks from seems to be a Chinese authority. And such a spy list, including suspicious IP addresses, will be distributed to all running servers. After that, all servers will ignore packets from the authority. So the analyzing program is very difficult, very important to detect spies. It detects spy by looking source IP addresses matched to these conditions. Please see our paper for more details. Evaluation. Collaborative spy detection technique works effectively. Before we started this technique, a Chinese user must try 5 times to get a reachable server. However, after we started this technique, the percentage of VPN gate servers blocked by Great Firewall significantly reduced. And in that time, a Chinese user need only try to 1 point time to get a reachable server from China. Around the time we finished the NSDI paper writing, Great Firewall stopped blocking against VPN gate suddenly. So why Great Firewall stopped blocking VPN gate? We do not know the exact reason. However, in August, we had 6,000 daily unique server IP addresses in world, and 40% of them as 17,000 new IP addresses per week. Every day, new IP addresses. So it might reach the capacity of Great Firewall. or Great Firewall engineers exhausted to block us. Great Firewall decided to close their eyes to VPN gate. This slide shows the number of active VPN gate servers approaching to 7,000 servers is comparable to the servers of Tor. This slide shows the number of daily unique client IP addresses worldwide. It implies the number of unique users, 400,000 users a day, and it's also increasing. We have 32,000 daily unique clients from China. Not so large number. However, it's comparable. It's 13 times to Tor users. Not only China, but also Iran has a censorship firewall. We have a comparable number of users from Iran. Not only Iran, North Korea has a university, and the university can access to the internet. They are using VPN gate to access to the free internet. The number of the total bandwidth of VPN gate all servers is approaching to 3 Gbps. It's very expensive if we set up such a relay system in data center. However, we pay nothing to volunteers, so this system can achieve such a large bandwidth for a lot of users. Finally, I'm going to talk about discussion and conclusion. First, a comparison between Tor and VPN gate. The similar number of relay servers between Tor and VPN gate. However, the number of users from China, VPN gate has a large number while Tor has a small number. We have VPN gate has VPN tunneling function to support TCP, UDP, ICMP packets transmission, while Tor supports only port forwarding. They support only TCP by default. Tor has multi hops, so Tor is an anonymizer, while we are a single hop. We are not an anonymizer. Tor has limited firewall resistance, while we have strong firewall resistance. In conclusion, VPN gate adopted the combination of three techniques. First, employ a large number of IP addresses with frequency changing by volunteer system. Second, enforce the sensor to probe all IP addresses in advance to block by innocent IP mixing technique. Third, make the sensor difficult to perform probing by collaborative spy detection. They might be help, that might be help for developers for creating something to prevent firewall censorship. I think that this research is interesting because people help overseas people. China is a great country. The great country has the great firewall. There are people in censored internet. However, China has many neighbor countries who are in free internet. Such people in free internet can provide their computer as a relay server or VPN gate to help people in censored internet. That will certainly promote the friendship between Chinese people or other censored countries people to our neighbor countries people. We did not violate any laws in Japan. We conducted all studies, research, and implementation for VPN gate only in Japan. Finally, VPN gate is actually based on SoftEther VPN, another project of ours, which is an open source VPN software with 400,000 lines in C language. Percentage of VPN gate is just 5%, while 95% are SoftEther VPN. These programs source code are available on GitHub. Please download source code if you are interested. Thank you.
Aaron Gember, University of Wisconsin.
Hi.
Your excellent talk.
Thank you.
I'm curious how many different how many different IPs from the authority were you seeing attempting to do this probing?
Good question. According to our research, wait a moment. This one. This is the number of discovered spy IP addresses from the authorities, and it implies that they have a lot of classy IP address blocks. For example, in March, they have 2,700 classy IP addresses. However, the important thing is that they are reusing this source IP addresses for a long time. They have probably a fixed, very discrete IP address blocks for probing tasks. I found it a very exciting result.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
From Princeton. Great talk.
Thank you.
I have a question. How do you prevent the firewall blocking access to the list of servers?
Very good question. As you mentioned, a user cannot access to our server list after the firewall blocks the server list. So we created another mechanism to help such people. Wait a moment. We created two techniques. They are described in our paper. However, in this slide, we provide the latest server list in two forms. The first is HTML table. The second is API. And of course, the Chinese user cannot access to the server list directly because the Great Firewall blocks these accesses. So we implemented the relay function for such a communication to all VPN gate relay servers. And a user can download latest server list via such a relay servers easily by using mirror server function and indirect server list transfer protocol, which are implemented in our VPN gate client. Thank you.
Hi. John Howell, Microsoft
Hi.
Research. So what's the next move for the Great Firewall? It seems like they could take a page out of your book, and you showed the slide of how many IPs they're actually using, but it seems like they could play the same game with innocent IP blocking and send their requests from all over the inside of the firewall to make you treat every probe or every VPN request as if it were one of the probes and then start rejecting them.
Very difficult to predict the future of this cat and mouse game between us and the authority. However, there is a limitation what the authority can perform to Chinese users, because in the current Chinese users are using internet as daily work, and the disturbing their activities will be a very big problem in that country. So I think that the authority will very hesitate to do something over the probing tasks at the current time. I suppose.
Okay. Well, congratulations on being the cat in the cat and mouse game.
Thank you.
So you were able to actually poison the Great Firewall blocking list.
Yeah.
What if they poison your server list? So you said that anybody can download and install your client, right? So what if China just buy like 50,000 EC2 instances and just install your client and then become a server, but they actually just drop your packets? So they become sort of a black hole. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, I did not. I see. Of course, any authority, censorship authority, can create a fake VPN servers on our server list. However, there are a lot of servers available for a user, so a user can choose a preferred server by try and error sometimes, and the user will finally get the reachable server at the last time. So I think making a pretending servers by authority is not a large problem.
Thank you, by the way.
Thank you.
You're a great freedom fighter.
Thank you.
This is more a question about the firewall behavior rather than your solution. So I was wondering, first of all, do they do any DPI?
Hi. API?
DPI. Do they do deep packet inspection?
Okay, I know. DPI, they are not doing DPI. Let me describe about that a little time. Wait a moment. According to research, Great Firewall of China has three techniques to block packets. First, they are doing blocklist IP addresses and send a fake TCP reset packets. That is not a DPI. The second, they have a DNS reply poisoning technique. That is not a DPI. And the third technique is they are using IP address entire blacklisting. That is implemented as a BGP for black hole routers. However, because of the capacity problem, the authority cannot employ the firewall with DPI function to support a large number of Chinese users. So I suppose they do not have a DPI function in their firewall.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, let's thank you so much.